Hello everyone, this is Bill Dangler, aka Bill KD, with another custom ROM podcast for you. This is AOKP, which stands for Android Open Kang Project. Not Android Open Source Project, but Android Open Kang Project. So what are some of the benefits of flashing Android Open Kang Project onto your device? Well, it's based on CyanogenMod, so you're going to get stock Android++, so a benefit right here for the Samsung Galaxy S4 is all this TouchWiz garbage is going to get removed. And we're going to get regular stock Android with none of these silly modifications by Samsung. They have also added some visual features. Things like ribbons that don't exactly work with TalkBack. But we're going to be looking at them in this podcast. See what benefits the Android Open Kang project gives you and why you might want to flash this. I am going to give you a word of warning, though. If you have a Nexus device, so Nexus 4, Nexus 7, Nexus 10, or any other device without physical capacitive buttons, what I mean by that are buttons that are not virtual, things that when you explore over them, they don't talk. Examples would be like the Galaxy S4 menu and back buttons, or the S3's menu and back buttons. They don't talk. The Nexus devices do talk when you explore over them. If your device has buttons that you can explore over, don't flash this ROM. The reason I say that is, if you use TalkBack and you want to use those buttons, they are not going to read. It's going to give you an unlabeled image and you will not know which button is which. So don't do it. I've tried it on the Nexus 4 and on the Nexus 7 and it does not do well. On the Galaxy S4, what features of this ROM are going to be useful to somebody who uses TalkBack? So we're going to unlock the Galaxy S4.
5 p.m. Slide area. Unlock. Home.
So we are currently on the home screen of our AOKP device. And as I've done with all my custom ROM podcasts, we're going to press the menu button.
Showing three items.
And we're going to press, or rather swipe to the left.
System settings.
And double tap.
Settings.
We are now in AOKP settings. AOKP is kind of like CyanogenMod 7. I did not do a podcast about CyanogenMod 7. I did a podcast about CyanogenMod 10.1. But the same basic thing applies here. Instead of having the AOKP settings scattered all over the place, they're in one place. All the settings that are specific to AOKP are in one area of the settings app. This area of the settings app is called ROM control. So let's find ROM control on the screen.
Quick links. ROM control.
And double tap.
ROM control.
We are now in ROM control. We're going to go through each section and see what kind of features this ROM has.
Navigate up. About AOKP. Interface. General UI. General UI.
The first tab is called General UI. Let's go ahead and double tap here.
General User Interface. Navigate up. Transparency Settings.
Not useful to us.
Boot Animation.
Okay, let's see what's here in Boot Animation.
custom boot animation. Select a custom zip from storage to use as your new boot animation. Disable boot animation. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, we can turn the boot animation off if we want to.
Notification. Custom carrier label. Custom label currently not set.
This is probably most useful for people that are on MVNOs. If you're on an MVNO, if you're on Ting, if you're on Straight Talk, Net10, you can actually put the name of your MVNO there. So instead of saying AT&T Sprint, it can actually say, like on this particular phone, I could set it to Ting. And it would actually say Ting up in the top label. Now, right now I have no service on here, but it is a Ting phone, so I could set it to Ting, and it would show Ting up in the carrier label area, instead of Sprint.
Notification background.
Okay, you can change the background for the notifications area.
Notification background alpha disabled.
No idea what that does. But let's double tap it and find out. I guess nothing.
Show notification count. Display number of pending notifications in the status bar. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay. Again, not useful to us. It's not going to tell us because we can just tap the top and it'll tell us.
Vibrate on expand. Vibrate when expanding notifications requires UI restart. Checkbox, checked.
Okay, so you can turn off the vibration when you expand the notifications area. If you don't like it, you can turn it off.
Show it. Vibrate when status bar brightness slider. When enabled, this option will allow you to change the brightness by sliding your finger across the status bar. Note, will not be active when auto brightness is on. Checkbox, checked.
Again, not useful to us because we can't see the screen.
Hide status bar. Checking this completely. Hide status. Checked. Not checked. Super user request. ROM control is requesting super user access.
Okay, I see what's going on here. AOKP is a very modular ROM. So everything, like Android, everything is an app. And this ROM control is no exception. So ROM control is requesting root permission. So what we need to do here, if this ever comes up...
General user interface. Navigate up. Vibrate. UI mode. Show IME switch. Hide status. Status bar brightness slider. Hide static. Not checked. Show
there we go.
Hide status. Status bar brightness slider when enabled.
There we go. As I was saying, probably not very useful to us because we can't see the screen. So let's go to the next thing.
Hide status bar. Checking this completely hides the status bar. Checkbox, not checked.
I can't figure out why anybody would ever want to hide the status bar. I guess if they have like a really small phone or something and the status bar takes that much screen real estate, then they could check that box.
Show IME switcher in status bar while typing. Checkbox, checked.
Okay. When you're typing in the status bar, it'll show you the input method switcher. So you can switch between your input methods.
Navbar.
Okay, this is for the navbar.
UI mode. Choose the style of the navbar and status bar. Hide extras. Hide some system bar items, e.g., the compatibility mode button. Checkbox. Not checked. Disabled.
No idea there.
Enable dual panel. Checking this will enable the dual panel tablet UI used by certain apps. Checkbox, not checked.
You know what? Hold on. Let me go back here.
Hide extras. Hide some system bar items, e.g., the compatibility mode button. Checkbox, not checked. Disabled.
I can't tell. Is this compatibility mode button, like the menu button that sometimes appears on your Nexus device? Then again, might not. I've never heard of the compatibility mode button. Let's continue.
Enable dual panel. Checking this will enable the dual panel tablet UI used by certain apps. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, so this is like Paranoid Android. You can actually have what's called a two-panel UI, where it's kind of like the Nexus 7, where it all goes in tablet mode. And that's kind of like Paranoid Android, which I'll be doing in a future podcast, which is a ROM that basically one of its main features is you can put your phone in tablet mode and put your tablet in phone mode. But that is, of course, a future podcast. This is AOKP. Next.
Display. Display. Showing items 18. Show menu UI overflow. Display the 3-dot overflow menu button within apps. Checkbox, not checked.
I think for us, the 3-dot menu overflow thing is that more options thing that'll show up occasionally. So if you don't like the more options, you can get rid of it. If you want it, you can have it. If you don't want it, you can get rid of it.
Allow 180-degree rotation. Checking this allows your device to rotate upside down. Checkbox, not checked.
Oh dear. We can have our phone go upside down.
Allow 270-degree rotation. Checking this allows your device to rotate to the right. Checkbox, checked.
Okay, you can rotate your device to the right. Then again, I turned auto-rotate screen off, so I don't know if that would affect it. But I guess this is for auto-rotate screen. You can have your phone go upside down or to the right. Next.
Wake up on charger. Wake up device if a charger is plugged in or unplugged. Checkbox, checked.
That is the AOSP behavior, or by default. So if you don't like that, you can uncheck it so that if your device connects to a charger or disconnects, it doesn't turn the screen on.
CRT screen off. Screen will animate an electron beam when turned off. Checkbox, checked.
Not gonna matter too much to us, because we can't see the electron beam do its pretty thing when the screen turns off.
CRT animation mode. Portrait horizontal.
Okay, next.
Recents.
Recents or recents? I think it means recents.
Enable kill all button. Displays a button that kills all apps in the recent apps window. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, this might be useful to us. Let's try it.
Checked. Recent apps. For recent apps. Accessibility tutorial. Play Store. Google. Settings. Kill all button.
Okay. So I assume if you touch the kill all button, it gets rid of all of them. Let's try it.
Recent apps. No recent apps. Kill all button.
Okay, I guess that's
home.
Cool.
Show
if you
manage apps. Sit.
That's
home.
A good way to clear
settings.
Out your recent apps. If you clear out your recent apps, if you have maybe a lower-end phone that has memory issues, that kill-all way is a good way to get rid of all your apps that are eating up your memory, so you don't have to manually kill all of them.
More. Dark device. Dark AOKP. ROM control. ROM control. Navigation ring. Ribbons. Lock screen. General UI. Disable no custom carry notification status hide status bar show I nap you enable display allow 180 allow to wake up on CR recents enable recents RAM bar shows enable kill all button. Displays a button that kills all apps in the recent apps window. Checkbox, checked.
There we go. Okay. Next.
Recents RAM bar. Shows RAM usage in the recent apps window. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, let's turn it on and test it.
checked. Recent apps. One recent app. Settings. Kill all button. One recent
app. Okay, I guess it doesn't work for TalkBack.
Enabled. Resents RAM bar. Shows. Not checked. Navigate up. Hardware back. MISC. Resents RAM bar. MISC.
Okay, let's see what's in miscellaneous.
Hardware back to kill. Holding the hardware back button will kill the activity in the foreground. Checkbox, not checked.
Okay, that's useful. Kinda.
Navigate up. Yep. Hardware back to kill. MISC.
I guess there's no more. So we press the back
ROM
button.
ROM control. Navigate up. About AOKP. Interface. General. Lock screen.
Okay, let's see what we can do for the lock screen.
Lock screen. Navigate. Reset. Save. Touch text to get summary of each option. Lock screen text color. Button. Glow pad torch. Drop down list. Off. Lock screen battery percentage. Off. Switch.
Okay, I think this is like CM where you can...
On, checked. Allow lock screen rotation. Off, switch. Volume music controls. Off, switch.
Again, that's like CM where you can hold the volume buttons and it controls your music track. I guess like a previous and next type thing.
Volume wake. Off, switch. Allow all widgets. Off, switch.
Okay, that's what lets you put any widget on the lock screen, not just ones that you that are optimized for lock screen. With this, you can put any widget on the lock screen if you flip that switch, I guess.
Allow unlimited widgets. Off, switch.
Okay, you can allow unlimited widgets.
Hide initial page hints. Off, switch. Minimize lock screen challenge. Off, switch. Use widget carousel. Minimize lock screen challenge.
Minimize lock screen challenge. I think that minimizes like the slide. So if you have widgets on there, it shows the widgets. Let's test it.
Off. On. Checked. Screen off.
Okay. Turn it back on.
Unlock area collapsed. Expand unlock.
Yep, that's five. Exactly what it does.
Expand unlock area. Unlock. Minimize lock. Use widget care. Minimize. Hide initial. Minimize lock screen challenge. Alert minimize lock screen challenge. Set whether the lock screen challenge is minimized when the screen is turned on. Okay. Okay. Lock. Hide initial pay. Allow all widget. Minimize locks. On, switch, off, not check. Use widget carousel.
No idea, let's see what it says.
Alert, use widget carousel. Use a carousel animation when switching between lock screen widgets. Okay.
Okay, I guess it's for animation.
Use a carousel animation. Okay button. Lock screen. Use widget carousel. Off, switch. Long press actions. Off, switch.
No idea, let's see what
long,
it is.
Alert long press actions, enables long press options for lock screen targets, okay.
Okay, I guess if you set up shortcuts, you can long press them and it does other
okay,
things.
Okay, button. Locks, use widget carousel. Slide area. Alert, choose action. Slide, minimize locks, off, use, off, long, off, slide.
Okay, now the slide area. If you remember in my CM podcast, where I had the slide area and you could slide to the left and the phone app would open. AOKP has a much more powerful version of that shortcut system. So I can put my finger on the lock screen here.
Slide right for unlock. Alert, choose action. Lock screen.
Find the slide area.
Slide right for unlock.
Okay.
Lock screen. Slide right for unlock. Short action, none.
Okay.
Choose action. Short action, none. Custom icon.
Short action. I hit none.
Alert, choose short action. None. Unlock. Camera. Google Now. Select application. Choose activity. Direct dial. Contact. Bookmark. AOKP actions. Applications.
So it's basically giving you an activity picker. I'm gonna go to application.
Lock screen. Download. Email. Gallery. Move. News. Phone. Play Store. Phone. Lock screen. Slide area.
And let's test the shortcut.
ROM control. Screen off. 518.
Left.
Slide air. Unlock. ROM control.
For whatever reason, that part is not working. You know what? I think I slid wrong. But you get the idea. You can set up a slider shortcut like that. And if you make the slide, it will actually open whatever app or do whatever you specify. Let's press the back button.
Settings. Settings. What? ROM control. ROM can navigation ribbons, navigation power menu, lock screen.
That's what a power,
power menu. Power menu, navigate, screenshot, off switch.
Okay, you can add a screenshot option.
System bar toggles, enable on, volumes on, airplane mode, air torch, off screenshot.
There we go, there's screenshot. Let's turn
off switch. Unchecked.
There you go.
Navigate up. On torch.
So just like CM, you can have a screenshot option.
Off switch.
Okay, you can use your phone like a flashlight, I think. That's what that does.
Unchecked. Navigate. On torch. On airplane mode.
Okay, airplane mode.
On switch. Volume states.
Okay, your ringer volume on, vibrate, or off.
On, switch. System bar toggles. Enabling this will show toggles that hide the nav bar and status bar. Off, switch.
Okay, a little like CM's expanded desktop for the tablets, except this works on phones too, where when you go into expanded desktop, the nav bar on the bottom and the status bar on the top disappear. So if you put your app in full screen and then you turn the expanded desktop off, you basically have your app is literally filling the entire screen. But then again, that wouldn't apply to, well, yeah, it would not apply to, well, it could apply to us. That's right, it probably would, because it gives you a full exploration area. It gets rid of the status bar, so if you want to isolate an app and just explore inside that app, yeah, that kind of would be helpful. For a new user, I could see that.
System bar tag off switch. Unchecked. Navigate up. On. Reboot on lock screen. Enabling this will show reboot options while on lock screen. On. System bar toggles. Enabling
okay,
this will
something.
Show.
Let's find the status bar.
Screen. Talk back.
Okay, so there's.
Screenshot. Talk back gestures changed.
Okay, so there's the status
switch.
Bar. So
alert.
Hold power.
Showing it. Power off. Reboot. Airplane mode, screenshot, torch, navigation and status bar controls, power menu, screenshot.
There is no nav bar. The nav bar is gone. So let's go back to it.
Alert, torch, navigation and double tap, airplane, torch, navigation and power menu. Air on. Screenshot. Screenshot. Alert. Navigation and status bar controls. Torch. Navigate. Power menu. Home. Alert. Power off.
Home. Where did our status bar go? Let's see.
Search. screen off, 520, slide area, unlock, 17, homes, search.
And our status bar is gone.
Showing system settings, showing items 1 to 14 of 31.
So yeah, that is an option. You can use that and get rid of your status bar if for whatever reason you don't want it. You can go into the power menu and get rid of it. Again, I don't know why anybody would want to do it. I mean, I see it for, like I said, very small phones. People that just want to explore an app. They don't want to see the status bar. They don't want to see the nav bar. I see it for that. Let's go back into ROM control.
Quick links. ROM control. Navigation bar. Power menu.
That's the power menu. We saw the power menu. Well, let me make sure.
Power menu. On. Reboot on. On. System bar toggles.
Yep,
enabling
okay, we saw the
this
power
will
menu.
ROM control.
Alright, so let's go into
ribbons, navigation, power menu, navigation bar.
Navigation bar. I believe all this lets you do is set the custom shortcuts, and like I said, you would only want to flash this ROM on devices with physical buttons anyway, so this probably would not apply to us. But we can look at it anyway and see what it is.
Navigation bar. Navigate up. Button 59, unlabeled. Button 20, unlabeled. Button 81, unlabeled. Press icon to select actions or custom icon. Button 3, unlabeled. Button 64, unlabeled. Button 25, unlabeled. Enable bar, checkbox, not checked. Navigation bar buttons. Enable portrait.
Okay,
super
I just
user
the
request.
Nav bar. Hold on.
Allow button. Remember choice forever. Remember choice forever. Checked.
You check remember choice forever.
Allow button.
Allow.
Navigation
bar.
We should
have a nav bar now. Let's see.
Navigate button 50. Unlabeled. Button 72. ROM. Button 50. Button 7. Button 33. Unlabeled.
Yep, that's our nav bar. And as you can hear, when you try to move over an item, it goes
clock, button 50, unlabeled, button 72, unlabeled.
So you have no idea what any
double
of these things are.
Double tap to select, double tap and hold to long press.
So this is probably, as you can hear, not a good idea to flash on a Nexus device or any other device without real buttons, because otherwise you will get completely lost and not know what any of these buttons are. Unless you can memorize the order, then that's fine. But otherwise, I would not flash this ROM, because again, that nav bar, there are no labels there.
Navigation ring.
Not a showstopper.
Navigation bar.
But I would recommend flashing something where you at least have talking nav bar labels. Let's continue.
Navigation ring.
Navigation ring. I'm not quite sure what a navigation ring is.
Ribbons.
Ribbons, okay. Ribbons, and again, I have no idea how well this is going to work with TalkBack, because I've never tested this with TalkBack. Ribbons are basically, for anyone who is familiar with how Ubuntu's Unity looks, Ubuntu's Unity has all your icons for your apps, like Firefox or LibreOffice or whatever you want to use, are down the left side of the screen, and they're just icons, and they're always there, and they're always down the left side of the screen. Well, the AOKP developers wanted to have something similar for Android. They wanted to have icons on the bottom, or the left, or whatever, or the right, that were always there that people used all the time. I could see things like direct dial shortcuts going here, maybe commonly used
screen
applications,
off.
Things like that. That's what the ribbon is for. And you can put icons on the ribbons, whatever you want to do. There's things you can put like Google Now on the ribbons, the phone app, etc., etc.
27 p.m.
Let's go ahead and unlock the screen.
Slide, unlock, ROM, ribbons.
Okay, we have ribbons.
Status bar.
Let's look in status bar.
Toggles, stat.
Oh, I see, it's one of the, okay.
Toggles.
Toggles. Yeah, we have here.
Status bar toggles. Navigate up. Toggle setup.
Let's double tap.
Alert toggle setup. Drag handle on right, on, close, change toggles. Showing items 1 to 9 of 9.
Oh dear.
Toggle setup. Current user. Brightness. Settings. Wi-Fi. Signal. Auto rotate. Battery. Airplane mode. Bluetooth. Stat. Battery. Airplane mode.
Yeah, let me check something here.
Status. ROM control. Navigate up. Settings. Yeah. Settings. Okay. Quick links. ROM control.
I do not ROM believe control. Those toggles. Hold on.
About AOKP.
Nope.
ROM can. About AOKP. About AOK.
Okay, our status bar is gone, so it's obviously not gonna. That's why I couldn't. Okay, status bar is gone.
Ribbons.
I was gonna say the toggles bar. Red, and I don't believe they do.
Toggles.
Let me bring the status bar back.
Alert. Ringer on. Ringer. Ring. Nap. Torch. Navigation and status bar ROM control. In about AOKP. Navigate up. Alert. Torch. Navigation. Ringer vibrate. Navigate. ROM control. Home. Alert. Seven. Search.
Well, let me try something.
Show system set setting themes. ROM can quick ROM control. ROM nap nap power met lock screen. General you in general user interface. Custom care notif shown vibrate. Hide status bar. Checking this completely hides the status bar. Checkbox checked.
Okay. Not there checked. We go.
Navigate. Talk back.
Now we have our status ROM bar. Can okay.
About.
That's fine.
Talk back gestures. Roaming indicator off. 531.
There we go. Now 531. Okay.
Quick settings button. Talk back gestures changed. Tap to review changes to accessibility gestures. Talkback gestures changed. Talkback gesture. Notify 530 quick talkback quick 531 notification owner. Brightness. Settings. Martin and build. Roaming indicator off. Rotation locked. 53%. Airplane mode. Bluetooth off. Talkback gestures. Bluetooth
okay.
off.
Okay. So you can put quick settings there. And I believe that is in CM. And it's in, you know, stock Android as well. As a 4.2. But AOKP adds more of them. That you can have in the status bar.
ROM. Navigation bar. Nav ribbons. Status bar. Toggles. Battery.
Okay, we have battery.
Status bar battery. Navigate up. Battery icon style.
Okay, that's what we have.
Alert. Icon only. Checked. Text only. Not checked. Icon with text. Not checked. Icon with centered text, not checked. Circle mod, not checked. Don't show, not checked.
And again, TalkBack's gonna read whether you have it to icon or text. TalkBack's gonna read it. a little bit different maybe, but it's going to read it.
Status bar battery. Enable charging animation, enabling the charging animation. Battery bar style, disabled. Battery bar location. Battery bar options. Battery icon style. Battery bar options. Battery bar location.
No, no, the battery bar is.
Alert don't show, checked. Status bar, not checked. Top of nav bar, not checked. Bottom of nav bar, not checked. Cancel button.
I do not know what a battery bar is. I guess it's like a bar that fills up when you have battery, and I would have no idea.
Status bar battery. Enable charging animation and battery bar style. Enable charging animation. Enabling the charging animation may result in a poor user experience. Enable at your own discretion. Checkbox, not checked, disabled.
All right.
Battery bar color, disabled. Battery bar thickness, disabled. Navigate up.
For battery.
ROM. Ribbons. Status. Toggles. Clock.
Okay. Clock.
Status bar clock. Navigate up. Clock style. AM/PM style. Day of the week, abbreviated day of the week before the time. Colors. Clock color. Notification shade. Clock short click actions. Clock long click actions. Clock double click actions.
Okay, so you can set up what happens when you tap on the time. For example, you could set an alarm app there. Kind of useful.
ROM control. Navigation bar. Ribbons. Status bar. Toggles. Battery. Clock. Signal. Battery. Clock. Signal. Status bar signal. Navigate up. Signal indicator style. Alert signal indicator style. Cancel.
Do it here.
Show signal bars. Checked. Show signal text. Not checked. Show with DBM. Not checked. Cancel but show with DBM. Not checked.
Okay, so I can tap here and show you what that sounds like.
Status. Signal indicator style. Talk back gestures changed. Talk back gestures changed. Wi-Fi 3 bars. CDMA phone 3 bars. Battery 52%. 536.
I guess it won't do it. But generally, it would tell you the signal in DBM. CM does that as well, so that's not specific to AOKP. But CM does that as well. Let's see what else we have here.
Signal indicator style. Signal text color. Wi-Fi signal indicator style. Alert show signal bars, checked. Show signal text, not cancel button. Show
status.
What signal in talk back. Signal indicator style. Talk back gestures changed. Talk back gestures changed. Wi-Fi 3 bars. CDMA phone 3 bars. Battery 52%. 537.
Okay, I guess this does nothing.
Alt signal Wi-Fi signal Alt signal indicator layout. Use alternate gingerbread style signal cluster. Checkbox, not checked.
Visual thing, I think.
hide signal bars. Checking this hides the signal bar indicator updates when signal strength changes. Checkbox not checked. Navigate up.
So that does it for signal.
ROM control. Signal sys LED. Signal system. LED.
Okay, you can change the LED colors and things. I really don't think we need to go into there because it's not really going to help us.
Sound.
Okay. There is one thing in here I do want to show you that CM does not have.
Sound set. Navigate. Enable volume panel. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, you can enable the volume panel.
Less frequent notification sounds. Limit each ape's notification sounds to play once per the set value.
Okay, you can set that if you want to.
Headphones plugged in action. Define behavior of volume when headphones are plugged in.
I think that's similar to CM's safe headset volume thing. Let's see what's in here.
Alert head. No action. Checked. Vibrate mode. Not checked. Silent mode, not checked. Cancel button.
Oh, wow, okay, so it's better than CM's thing. Well, CM's thing's a little better. CM's thing will actually lower it. This, though, lets you set it to vibrate and silent and everything.
Sound set. Phone call silence. Flip Bluetooth A2DP connect. Headphones plugged in. Bluetooth A2DP connected action. Define behavior of volume when A2DP is connected.
Okay.
Phone call silence. Flipping your phone face down will put your phone into silent mode while receiving a call.
Okay, CM has it.
Face down action.
See what we can set here.
Face down audio mode. Define behavior of volume when you flip your phone face down. Alert. No action. Checked. Vibrate mode. Not checked. Silent mode, not checked. Cancel button. Vibrate mode, not checked. No action. Sound settings.
Oh, you know what? This is a little better than CM's because you can put your phone face down and it will automatically go to vibrate. And then when you put your phone face up, it goes back to regular. So this is actually a little better than CM's, where I can put my phone face down on the table, it will automatically go to vibrate. And then all I have to do is take the phone, put it face up, and all the volumes go back to normal. So that's a good feature.
Bluetooth A2D phone face down action. Face down audio mode. Face down seconds. Time required for your phone to be considered face down. Disabled. Screen timeout. Time the screen is off before the flip sensor is disabled. Disabled. Navigate up. ROM control. System. LED.
I guess it's sound. Sound.
Vibrations.
Oh, here it is.
Navigate up. Help. New / reset button.
Yeah, here it is. Okay.
Load button. Delete loaded dash record button tap button disabled.
All right, here we go. This is what I wanted to show you. This is the one feature of AOKP that people are going to be looking at here. It will probably be the most useful to us. It allows you to set custom vibration patterns. So, as an example, if you wanted your phone to vibrate a certain way, you could record the pattern in this mode, and you could save it as a vibration pattern, go into the sound settings, the regular sound settings, and enable this pattern. So let's make a test one, or at least show you how the process would work. To do it, we're going to go to record.
Dash. Record button.
Okay, I've touched the button.
Tap
button. I find
button.
The tap button and go.
Stop button.
Stop
record
button.
Stop record
okay, so
button.
You find the record button.
Tap
on the top button.
Record button. Tap button. Tap button. Tap button. Record stop.
Okay, here it goes. So what we're going to do is find the record button.
Record button.
Double tap it. Find the tap button.
Tap button. Tap button. Tap button. Tap button. Tap button. Record button, stop button.
So basically what I was doing there is I found the record button, double tapped it, found the tap button. You cannot just double tap that button for a short vibration. You have to double tap and hold until you feel the motor engage and then lift it when you want it to stop. And then you can obviously create delay by just not pressing any button. So we're going to hit the play button and see this test thing recorded.
See? Play button.
So that is the test pattern that I created with the vibration pattern creator thingy. What can I do with this? Well, I can save it and I can use it as a vibration pattern for a contact, for a ringtone, for everybody, for whatever. So AOKP allows you to create custom vibration patterns. We're going to press the back button.
Screen off. Oh. 5-4 save button. ROM control.
We don't want to save it.
System. LED. Vibrations. Installer.
Installer? I have no idea what the installer does. I don't know if it's something new. Like I said, I just put Milestone 2 on here today. And I do not remember installer being anywhere in Milestone 1. So, this could be a new feature. I'm not sure. Let's continue.
Navigate up.
Alright. I think that is it.
Settings.
For ROM control.
Showing items 1 to 12 of 31.
I did want to try one thing, though. As you notice, there was no performance option in ROM control. What I want to do is scroll all the way to the bottom of the settings list.
DX develop about phone.
Oh.
Double tap developer options.
It's already enabled. I was going to say we can try enabling developer options.
Let me
look in about phone though.
About phone. Now, status. Phone. AOKP statistic. Legal information. Hard model. No. Android version.
Anyway.
Baseband. Kernel. AOKP version, AOK build number, AOK. Build number, AOKP version, AOKP underscore jailed spare underscore JB Mr. 1 underscore milestone 2. Set. Accessibility, date and time. Permissions, super user, system, add account. Google, add super user, set, about, develop, X, date and permissions, super user, system, add account. Google, account, backup, language, secure, locate, personal, apps, battery, store, display. Sound, device, themes. on, switch, dark AOKP, ROM control, quick links.
So it looks like performance control is gone. It's not in Milestone 2, it is gone. So if you want to have performance settings, you actually have to install a separate performance managing app, which there are several in the Play Store. There's one I use. It's a free one, and it does performance managing. And you can set it up to do what you want it to do. But, yeah, there's no internal performance control in Milestone 2 of AOKP. So that was basically a short look at some of the features in AOKP. Let me check ROM control again.
ROM control, clock, battery, toggle, system, LED, sound, LED, system, LED, vibration, installer.
Installer
settings, nav. Enable persistence. Enable data to persist across installs. Checkbox checked. Persist density. Persist LCD density. Checkbox checked. Persist hosts. Persist hosts file. Checkbox. Navigate.
Again, no idea what the installer does. But yeah, there is no performance control. That looks like
home. Screen off.
That looks like it's all the features in AOKP. Now, there's a lot, and there's going to be some other little ones, you know, hidden in other tabs, but ROM control is where, like I said, where the bulk of the AOKP features are. It's kind of like in CM7, for anybody who's ever used that. There used to be a thing called Cyanogen Mod Settings, and you could go in there, and all your settings for CM7 would be in there, and like I said, that's another podcast, but that was where all the settings were for Cyanogen Mod. They were in the CM settings item in settings. And that appears to not be, or that appears to be how things kind of are in AOKP. And that appears to be all the settings. So some of them are useful. Things like the status bar that I accidentally hid and couldn't figure out how to get back on until the middle of the podcast, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, maybe I can go into general UI and try to turn it on, because I remember seeing that, maybe I can turn it on. We looked at the nav bar, we looked at all the different other settings in AOKP, so that is AOKP. If you are interested in flashing AOKP on your phone, you may email me at BillKD2008@gmail.com. Again, that's BillKD2008@gmail.com.